Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Ill Street Grooves, another edition.
First
Monday.
The one and only Monday night here in the nation's capital. This is your man DJ Two Tone Jones.
This is Tony Smith, Vintage Vibe Music Group, U Street Incorporated.
And once again, you may take a breath. You can exhale in life. Euro Ray, he's here. Lay R, du soleil.
There we go.
What's up, y'all? Yeah. How long you gonna wait, Trey?
Huh?
She was asking you how long you gonna wait.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's dope. We don't even need to do it.
Oh yeah, real right quick now. And big shout out to the hands of God back there as well.
DJ RBI.
And shouts out to Artemis. Shouts out to Buddha Bless. Shouts out to DJ Roger Raj.
Shouts out to
Grindstone. Shouts out to Lyric.
Spirit Equality. Yes, indeed. Also, big ups to AUP for last week with Heady Release Party Wednesday night, and as well as Saturday night, Kev Brown did his thing Saturday night at Art Under Pressure.
And shouts out to Pro Mike.
Prochi. Oh yeah, what's up, Pro? Yeah. Also, shout out to all my friends I met in Virginia Beach
and Grindstone.
Hold on, man. Shout out to all my friends I met in Virginia Beach. The Far XP killed the Just Chill episode. Oh, it was wonderful.
There we go. And yo, speaking of Virginia, you know, this show and this strip, we like to promote DMV. We like to say that we promote the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia,
so the music scene
as much as possible. And tonight is interesting. You mentioned Virginia Beach in that area. Tonight we're going to be celebrating the life and legacy of late great producer who is actually from Petersburg, Virginia. Born by the name of Darrell Duran, but better known as Clef Dollars.
Man,
rest in peace, Clef Dollars. Passed away August 28th this past summer.
And too soon, man.
We mentioned it before, but what we wanted to do is take time to get a show together where we could really, really pay tribute to the legacy of that brother and his work. So we actually have a few people calling in tonight,
right,
to speak on his behalf, and we have some music by Clef that we're gonna be running, some instrumentals, some guest appearances, things like that. So tonight, it's not only about Clef Dollars, right, and celebrating artists and producers from this area, but it's making sure that we touch on their work even before they leave us and make sure that you know enough about them. Because this brother, believe it or not, this brother was signed to Atlantic Records, in a group called Ill Biscuits, and he's a back in the 90s, yes. And their album, which wasn't officially released to the masses, included production by Buck Wild and Lord Finesse of DITC. The brother also did production work for artists like Talib Kweli, M.O.P., Sadat X, Sean Price, Rasco, just to name a few.
What a resume.
And on top of that, our own kind of personal connection to that brother. Last year, we hosted, Ill Street Grooves hosted a producer showcase in Richmond. And in addition to having brothers like Kev Brown and Unknown there, we also had my man Dragon Spit Jones, who's from the Richmond area, as well as
no relation,
the late great Clef Dollars. And no relation, Dragon Spit, but the brother's dope, and I support his work. Tonight it's about Clef Dollars, and it's also about we're also going to include some other producers from the area as well that are here in the studio.
Yo, while we got this moment, let's do a moment of silence for him, man.
There we go. Yes, indeed.
There we go. Moment of silence for the late great Clef Dollars, Petersburg own. There we have it right there.
Yeah, thank you, man.
So what we're going to do tonight, we got DJ RBI, we got DJ Two Tone.
DJ RBI, DJ Two Tone Jones.
And later on, calling in my man Bear One from Philly, who's a close associate of Clef Dollars. Oh, wait, say that again?
Say hi to the people, Ron.
Formerly from the DMV. Actually,
I worked with him at the record shop.
Yeah, yeah, used to work with the Turtles. So.
History right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but that brother's also one half of the Control Freaks, which was a duo along with Clef Dollars. He's going to be calling in and saying a few words about Clef. But as always, we got music. We want to make sure that you understand why we even bringing this brother's name up, why we even dedicating this much time to him. We have some joints.
We got some jams.
You know, as we always do.
Amen. And I just want to thank everybody, you know, for a successful players draft that we had also.
That's true.
As well as we got a lot of new listeners. So thank you for supporting WPFW, you know.
And also as well, check out our web app. Also, you can get that from our Facebook page as well. And then download that app. You can always have us mobile.
There we go. So whether you're on the move tonight, you can check us out. And once again, like Ronell said, or Euro Ray said, that we
Ray Du Soleil, man.
I'm sorry, man. I got to get my Rosetta Stone.
Circus Soleil. All you got to do is go to the circus. It's the Circus Soleil language.
Circus Soleil meets.
Yeah, he got his own language and everything. Come back every time he comes back from overseas. It's always something different.
It's all good. But
it's called collectivize your vocabulary.
Royale with cheese.
But yo, once again,
it's a serious night, so I'm a chill.
But like I said, again, for all of y'all out there that supported us during our players drive tonight, we're gonna show you our thanks and our gratitude. Show y'all how we get down, especially when it comes to people and artists from our own collective community around here.
Yeah.
We don't support and just play DMV artists and music just because they're from here, but because they deserve the time. There's tons of artists around here, and there's, you know, I hate to say it, there's tons of artists that we don't get to, and these music we don't play all the time necessarily. But then there's those that we do play.
Maybe your music ain't edited.
But let's be real, they don't get to us.
Hold on.
It ain't the night for that. But also, not everything put out is great. But this brother, what he did put out, and I'm not. No, let's be real. Just like not everybody out here plays NBA basketball because not everybody's that great. Just the same as in music, not everybody is as talented. We don't have
about that bus driver.
We don't have 100 Michael Jacksons out here. We don't have 1,000 Stevie Wonders out here. The reason they get played is because they're unique and they in a class of their own. Just like people like Clef Dollars, who we're playing tonight.
Yes,
so
indeed.
So again, there's tons of people from Virginia, from Maryland, from DC who put out music and put out work. But let's be real. Not everybody deserves to have their music played up with the cream of the crop.
And Takes Maker does. 2 Jones Dude. Spoke, baby.
It's real talk.
Takes Maker 2 Jones spoke.
Just because you make a beat don't make them beat as great. This real talk. You know, so
ask yourself who can rap.
So there we go. So we're gonna keep some of the instrumentals rocking. We got DJ RBI getting ready, and this is how we do it. So rest in peace, Clef Dollars.
Yes,
rest
sir.
In peace. Rest in beats. My bad.
Rest in Word. Power.
Rest in beats.
Rest in power and beats.
All that. Clef Dollars. And keep a lot here. This is Ill Street Grooves on 89.3 FM WPFW.
This is the way we doing it. First.
Real quick. Shout out to Holly. What's up?
Get it locked. Before the words come out, before the battery in my back come out, let's do it. Yeah, get it tight now. Not now, but right now. We in the box. Aha. Turn it up. Yeah. Damn, and man, they don't understand. Just give me 2 seconds of your time. I'ma take a shine. If you got a bad tip, it's gon' make a mine. When she hit the LP, aka the album. By any means necessary, I will do a Malcolm. On the guard, fix the 30-yard six. Dominican Republic, never heard of y'all shit. They did me, cause I did me. Swiftly hit trees with my overseas MCs, then breathe. I had to flow. I had to get it locked. Before the words come out, before the battery in the back come out, let's do it. Yeah, get it tight now. Not now, but right now. Before the words come out, before the battery in the back come out, let's do it. Yeah, get it tight come out, before the battery in the back come out, let's do it. Yeah, get it tight now. Not now, but right now. We in the box. Aha. Turn it up. Yeah. Damn, the man, they don't understand. Just give me 2 seconds of your time. I'ma take the shine. If you got a bad trip, it's gon' make a mind. When she hit the LP, aka the album, by any means necessary, I will do a Malcolm. On the guard, fix the 30-06. Dominican Republic, never heard of y'all shit. They did me, cause I did me. Swiftly hit trees with my overseas MCs, then breeze. Them, please. All them niggas is good for us talking. They love walking on knees. I cock and squeeze when I shower men and show a little love every now and then. If I was them, fuck my enemies. I smoke my little trees, show love to my seeds and put my hours in. But that was then. And this is right here, right now. We can do it like Apollo 10. Listen up.
How they do it? They wanna know how the jaws can flow. We bring the arsenal. They like how they do it. We keep it cracking, ain't no slacking. We loving to make it happen. They like how they do it. Ain't no question what we reppin'. Got them steppin' here. How they do it. Anytime you really want the answer, call me and my man.
First of all, let's cut through the chase and get right to the bottom line. You know the face, making out a rhyme. Rap is not a crime, though I'm killing them. 4-5 mil in them, Drew, send a bill of them. So I can let them know how I rock, dog. Pepsi in the sock, dog. Rep me on your block, dog. I do it for the indies, the independents who grind for the last penny up until the last dime. I don't play games at all. I'm at the bottom where the flames engulf. Brains come off, brave or soft. It don't matter when you face up north. There's no laughter. Everybody seen the joke after. Choke half up, then it's again your front line. It's in your backup. One time, dude, you better know who you're dealing with. No card, this is the guard. You hard to hear is this? Listen up.
How they do it? They wanna know how the jaws can flow. We bring the arsenal. They like how they do it. We keep it cracking, ain't no slacking. We loving to make it happen. They like how they do it. Ain't no question what we reppin'. Got them steppin' here. How they do it. Anytime you really want the answer, call me and my man.
Let it be known, Buck be ahead of the throne. The only thing that's ahead of the zone. I stay on P, like they on me. When they all see that I'm all that, and they just jealous and can't be. Hoping I fall again, but every time you pop off a pistol, you call my name. No need for amnesia, I need to spit a sick verse for you. Set off your seizure, shake your body and your knees up. Ease up, wheeze up, and it spark them trees up. You look like you need buck, well he's up in the crib. Till you pay the kid, pull your fees up. Please, me with a visa, he's a black Ebenezer. Hate all you skeezers. Like me, I don't like you neither. But your rap beats are soft, call Alicia Keys up. Please listen
how they do it. They wanna know how the jaws can flow. We bring the arsenal. They like how they do it. We keep it cracking, ain't no slacking. We love it to make it happen. They like
so long.
Running late, I know I'm wrong, it sound a little bit conceited, so forgive me, you were there every single time that I needed, and I don't ever want to let you go, I pray I won't, if I was you I would have left, I hope you don't, I know what's been said about me, not true, it doesn't matter if whoever said it's not you, I normally do whatever it is I feel like, I'm just talking from a heart that didn't heal right, unspoken prayers, wrapped it up in 16, I'm praying
DJ
to a God that doesn't even know
Jones,
what it means, I can do it all. That's an understatement. I'm waiting for the great puppet master to orchestrate it. No light in the tunnel. I'm still going through. So when I'm coming out, I'm shouting out where the honor's due.
I made up my mind.
out and ink everything I bleed. Fell for them little tricks he had up his sleeve. Should've believed in the first thing I seen. But I try to balance it out on triple beams. Trouble myself trying to be everything. But there's only one me, one destiny. Life still tries to get the best of me. Here's the recipe, the holy trinity. Father, Son, and the Spirit is all in me. Father, Son, and the Spirit is all in me. Father, Son, and the Spirit is all in me. Father, Son, and the Spirit is all in me. Father, Son, and the Spirit in me. Cause every day I hear the Lord's voice calling me. The way I was living, I think he's appalled at me. So much greatness that all needs to see. Now flesh and blood against principalities. So every morning, every night, I'm on my knees. I'm on my knees. A brother choose to worship.
It's like drama gotta happen before they call on you. Pray to you every night for dough. Then they get rich and forget everybody they know. They don't understand what they possess. Can all be taken like that. In the beat or a breath, like when you put my man Diggs to rest. You knew what was best, cause on earth he was also stressed. Trust me, I understand you the man. Doing crazy times, there's only one pair of prints in the sand. I know they wasn't placed by me. I feel right now, I'm not everything you want me to be. So I just strive, blessing that I survived. Cause many friends never made it up to 25. I live till I'm gone, hopefully bless me with kids. Keep my legacy strong, you know.
DJ Two Tone Jones.
Brothers, 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 still there. Brothers, still there. Brothers, brothers.
Control freaks.
Bye. you, but look at how much I hurt you. Look at how I murdered this forever that we gave birth to. Merging my temptation with this love that we had nurtured. Had my cake and ate it too. Didn't mean to desert you. Nah, it wasn't worth the tears that I made you work up. Feels like I don't deserve you, but you give me purpose. So give me one more opportunity to take this further. And I promise you won't be asking questions like Tina Turner. Love's got a lot to do with why I said I do it. I gave you that ring and said, baby, let's make this union. I pray that you forgive me. I'm sorry, baby, I'm human. If you wanna pay me back, go find a number two and do them. If you never make it home, I reap the pain of what I ruined. But if you do, I wipe your tears, we'll keep it moving. If you never make it home, I'll reap the pain of what I've ruined. But if you do, I'll grab your hand and keep it moving. Let's do it.
When I was young, I never had to dodge bullets. My people's always taught me live life to the fullest. When I was young, I never had the dodge back. When I was young, I never had. When I was young, I never had the dodge back. When I was young, I never had the dodge bullets. When I was young, I never had the dodge bullets. My people's always taught me live life to the fullest. But dragging me to church 7 days a week couldn't keep me off the streets with the evil that I wreak, you see. My tongue was ill, I spill language with profanity. Working odd jobs couldn't buy me my vanity. Insanity was the edge of reality. And when I tried to slide right, wrong was always calling me. The devil takes many colors and shapes. My mind was raped as an embryo, walking through hell, but now I feel twice as stable about my living. The crew's multiplying, so to rest with the vision. Ayo, my vision's clearer. I hear sounds of the unheard word. I seen sex to bring scars to your life. Living days to the curb, reading scriptures never save me from day to day drama. Where's the path that you pay for me? I'm still struggling, scratching rhymes on the papers, squeezing scriptos and looking for the Holy Savior. Cause my behavior is that of one who wants to live trife. So God bless your life.
Yeah, God bless your life.
Bye bye. Ease off now, because wow, me there in Washington D.C. Boy, I'm a listening radio station called WPFW. And here, wow, me hear them pan 89.3 FM. Boy, me hear them rough. But here, now, boy, me hear them a look some money and some sponsorship. You know what I mean? But don't feel say them a grabby for money. Because everything, and you know what I mean, them support the community, so I don't have to support them saying. So, if I don't want to hear no gimmicks, and I don't want to hear pure lyrics and good music, send some donation, man. And
Decipher.
Star Monday.
Black Academics.
Holla back.
Chose.
Lab.
5 nights. 5 flavors. 1 cipher.
Decipher.
On 89.3 WPFW.
And we are back.
Once again, Ill Street Grooves on 89.3 FM WPFW. And if you're just now tuning in, if you tuned in within the past 5-15 minutes, we've been doing a dedication, special dedication. Yeah.
DC Public Schools.
Yeah, I know.
Kaplan.
That's why I didn't go there. So, I'm playing. Special dedication to the late, great Clef Dollars, one half or part of the Ill Biscuits that was signed to Atlantic Records back in the 90s, also one half of the Control Freaks. And just to run down some of the joints we've been playing, we started off with the joint, actually Clef Dollars off of his latest album called Square in a Circle.
Okay.
And that joint was called Worship. And actually right before that, right after we finished talk, we played a Black Moon track that Clef Dollars produced off the Total Eclipse album. That track was called How We Do It.
Classic material.
Then we had a Clef Dollars joint also off the Square in a Circle album called Agape Love, featuring Lonnie B, DJ Lonnie B, but also just known as Lonnie B to a lot of folks who were fans of Mad Skills and that whole crew. Super friends, as well as Sean Chappelle, wonderful singer. So it's basically an R&B track with a couple verses, once again produced by the late, great Clef Dollars. Then we had some tracks from the Ill Biscuits from their Chronicle of Two Losers album that wasn't completely officially released on Atlantic Records, but you know, a few people like DJ RBI
and Two Tone Jones. You know, y'all have crate diggers.
More RBI.
Crate diggers.
He was on during that part. but we played two joints from that album. One was called 22 Years. The second was called God Bless You. And God bless Clef Dollars. Once again, another incredible producer from the DMV area, actually originally from Petersburg. And once again, he passed away earlier this summer. And tonight, you know, it's all about Clef and also about the DMV producers.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and the best part about it is that, you know, when you got to pay recognition for someone who's really been in the game and doing it like that, you know, most of the time people don't really find out about somebody until they actually pass. But what we do here on Ill Street Groove is we're going to bring you the update information about someone that you may not know, but, you know, is actually a local person for you as well. So y'all got to tune in to Ill Street Groove.
Yeah, this
is also part of hip hop, part of the culture that we like to celebrate. You know, if you've been listening to the show, we love to have different legends and whatnot call into the show. People who've really influenced the culture, and we also like to make sure that there's time for you to know more about people from this area, people you may have bumped shoulders with, cross, you know, in passing. Might have been in front of you in the line at the Starbucks, whatever.
Yeah.
That have made you know, an impact on this culture.
And that's always one of the great things I like about the DMV is that you pretty much have a lot of artists here that you don't know the work that they do. Let's just be flat out honest. I mean, you know, you got a Kokai who definitely contributed a lot of music towards, you know, DMV and across the world, where he's definitely a lot bigger, more of a star. You have Omar Retnu, who's doing a lot of work with HHP down there in South Africa. You know, so what we do here, we just want to make sure that we educate the listeners into, you have a rich culture in this DMV area, if you want to label it that, or in the area that we are around, that you got people that's really putting in work. Yeah. And Clep Dollars is definitely a great example of that, man.
Yeah.
A very good, excuse me, a very good example.
Yeah, and now speaking more of Clef, you know, I know we've been playing a few joints from his catalog, but we wanted to take it a step further. Right now on the line, we got my man Bear One on the line.
Yeah,
What's good,
up?
Brother, man?
What's up, fam?
What up? Now, DC salute. What's the deal, son?
There we go. Yeah. One of your old stomping grounds, brother.
Yeah, how about that, man? It's good to be back on the air down the way. You dig? Talk to me, man. What you need to know about my man Cool Clef?
Yeah, there we go. Now, for folks that don't know, Bear, actually, we've had him to the station before. If you were listening, maybe about, I think it was about a year ago, we had the Money Making Jam Boys in the spot.
Oh, yeah.
And MMJB, word up.
Yeah, there we go. And that's Bear's whole crew, you know, DJs for Truck North, but also one half of Control Freaks, which included Clef Dollars. And tell us, just to start off with, how did you and Clef first connect? Let's start from there.
Man, I'm going to try to keep it brief, man. But me and Clef met, you know, in Virginia when we were 16 years old, man. You know what I mean? Skateboarding, you know what I mean? I had the beats. He had the rhymes. You dig what I'm saying? It was like, you know, man, we were just like kids doing it. You dig what I'm saying? And, and then it just elevated a little bit step further, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we both kept it really, really serious. And then, you know, Clef got the deal with Atlantic, with Ill Biscuits, you know, and I went to college, man, and I couldn't really tour with Clef, and then him and Atlantic, you know, I mean, they put the record out, and then he came back down to VA, and then me and him reconnected, man, and that's how we made A Chosen Few, which is like a gang, we patterned out the Gangstar, one MC, one DJ, and we just took it from there, dog, and you know what I mean? That was, you know what I mean, like 90, that was around like 94, 95, and we just started opening up for cats that came through VA, Redman, the great Big Pun, Hieroglyphics, Organized, Confusion, yeah, it was so many crews that just came through, and me and Clef would be the iconic group, you know, the go-to when, you know, everybody came to VA, we always opened for them. And then we took it a step further after that, man. You know what I mean? I showed him how to work the ASR-10. You know, we were roommates. And, man, he just took it to another level after that. You dig what I'm saying? I can go on and on, man. That's my best friend to the end, man. You know, he's still here with me. So, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we can ask me something else, man. I'll talk up your whole interview, man. You know what I mean?
Well, yo, let's do this. We're going to tie in something because we actually have a couple cats up in the studio that are also local area producers, artists. But speaking on that topic of being a producer, of an artist from this area, what was for you all back then when you all were, like you said, opening up for acts like that and putting it down in VA, what was for you all your perception of how you were received locally. Did you feel like, yo, it's hard getting respect around here, but when we do stuff for folks outside of the area, like, or what did you feel like we were bona fide in our area and we got respect and love like we deserved in the area as artists?
Listen here, Scott. Back then it was love. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was the mid-90s, you know what I mean, when vinyl was popping. It was the independent underground movement was, you know, on the rise. So it was all love, man. So back then we had, you know, DMP and we had Team Demolition. We had Mad Skills and the whole, like, Super Friends. Shout out Lonnie B. Shout out to Danger Mouth. You know what I mean? We had cats like that. So it was all love back then, man. It was no, like, a competition thing. It was all... You know what I mean? We was doing it, you know, and we were all coming together, doing shows together and things like that. So it's a little bit different now because I feel, you know, you got the internet, you got YouTube, but back then it was two turntables and a mic, man. You had to show and prove, cuz. They won't know, you know, we shooting videos, but, dog, you know, it was VHSs. I mean, I ain't trying to sound like an old head, but it was just, I'm going to keep it real. It was good. Love back
all
then,
good.
Dog.
Yeah,
and we all showed and proved, and we all helped each other, like, skills. And Clef, they was both sound Atlantic at the same time, the Boogie Monsters. Word. You know what I mean? We was rocking VA, man. And then when I moved to DC, it was the same thing with meeting you and Gerald and Asher Root, you know what I mean? It was love, man. But now I feel like it's just more of a competition thing, man. And I think everybody just need to, you know, chill, man. If you like this man right here, get him on a record or, you know, whatever. But me and Clef, we was always the cool guys. You dig? We ain't like the diss and whatever. Yeah, I mean, you know, we were no suckers either.
Nah.
But, you know what I mean? But we always would, like, you know, join forces with, you know, definitely the RVA kids, the Richmond kids, the Norfolk kids, the Virginia Beach kids, the Northern Virginia kids. And then when I moved to D.C., like, y'all cats and stuff like that. And then now recently in Philly. So it was all love back then, dog. And that's how we always, you know, we came with some real hardcore hip-hop, but it was just love, man. And what I tell the new cats is just like, yo, embrace the homies. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, chill with all that. Yeah. You dig what I'm saying? But getting back on Clef, man, he was just like he was a spark of energy, man. He really inspired me each and every day, just being an MC. And then once he started to going into production, I was like, man, God bless him, man. But I tell you what, he ain't never used my records. I'd be like, son, yo, you can use my ASR-10, but you ain't gonna use my records.
You gotta find out your own, brother.
Yeah, you gotta get your own. What else you wanna know? Well, I don't wanna waste all your time.
Nah, it's all good. Let's wrap it up. Time, let's wrap it up with this. You know, cats always wanna get an impression of you know, your personal favorites and whatnot. If you can, Let's do three. Let's, and they don't have to be your exact favorites, but let's say three of some of your favorite Clef Dollar joints that he either rhymed on or had features on.
Wow.
And just pick three that come to mind. Again, ain't got
no. I ain't gotta think, dog. Yeah. Chill Factor. You know what I mean? God Bless Your Life. Those are Ill Biscuit records.
Yeah, we just played one too.
And then I'll probably do the intro of the Sean Price one of Monkey Bars that he produced himself.
Oh, intro of Monkey Bars, okay.
Yeah, those are, I mean, and then I got, like, tons of stuff that we did unreleased or whatever, but as far as that the more commercially like records. And then, you know, shout out to Bad Seed and Talib Kweli and the Mims joint.
Yeah.
That joint is crazy, and the Sadat X records, you know what I mean? And shout out all the things he did for Bucktown and the Boot Camp clip.
Yep.
But I'll go with Chill Factor, I'll go with God Bless, and I'll go with the intro from Monkey Bars, Scott.
There we go. Y'all heard it first and hear from my man Bear One.
First.
And, real quick, where can folks find you at if they want to check out some stuff with Bear One? Because, yo, this brother is real busy. We're going to get to that on another show.
At the kid, Bear One, just scream at me, man. I ain't really out there on the crazy social with all this, that, and the third. Just hit me on the Twitter, man. Find me in Philly in the studio. Find me on tour. Shout out my man STS, Money Making Jam Boys, Truck North, my man Granddad, Marshall, you know, Team OCD, salute to OCD, and, you know, man, you know, I just keep it moving, man. I'm out here, man.
There we go.
I ain't trying to hold y'all time, man. I do appreciate it, Trey, man, or, yo, you know, I ain't going to put the gov out there. But
no, it's all good. That ain't even the gov. Don't even worry about it.
Did dig? So, man, just thank you, man. I'm just going to give you,
you
like
10
more
Trey.
Seconds. Thank you for the opportunity to salute out my partner, man,
yeah,
because
no
he means the world to me. And
no
Control Freaks, man, rock on, you dig?
There we
thank
go.
You, man.
There we go. Y'all heard it here, man, from my man Bear One.
Legendary Bear One.
Yes,
indeed.
And we actually got a couple more joints we're going to play from Clef, but we also got a couple folks in the studio right now representing the area. The
Even
DMV.
More special guests,
yes,
man.
That's right. We're going to get them on real quick, but we're going to let RBI throw in another joint produced by the one and only Clef Dollaz.
Hey, guess what? And real quick, PPS the writer sat back and said he's tuned in right now checking out Ill Street Grooves, man.
There
what's up,
go.
Family out there?
Yes. The homie Holly Jackson just texted us saying we're doing a great job.
And my man Big Mike called in as well. Said he, you know, he tuned in. So
Mikey.
So we're gonna keep it locked, you know, keep it going here. Y'all make sure y'all keep it locked. Ill Street Grooves, 89.3 FM. And yo, and Bear One, if you're still listening, my man RBI said what's up. You know, you already know the deal. So this is how we do.
What
RBI.
Record store did y'all work at together, man? I know that was funny.
Yo, Georgia Ave over by Howard.
Y'all so that's a little Nino Brown.
Okay,
radio.
Cut the music down, man. We gotta talk, man.
No. We gonna be right.
That's
back,
what I'm saying.
Right?
Take us off air, man.
This is the way we doing it first, right here on Ill Street Grooves.
What's up, world? This is Ash Sharoo checking in and giving a shout out to my man DJ RBI.
Feels good, don't it? Yeah, I got the time, you got the time, we got the time, y'all. Let's make it happen. Come on, it's like, yeah. I got the time, you got the time, we got the time, y'all. Feels good, don't it? Time, you got the time, we got the time, y'all. Let's make it happen, come on. It's like, see, lean back, rolling down the 101. Music blasting, top notch. It's like, see, lean back, rolling down the 101. Music blasting. It's like, see, lean back, rolling down the 101. Music blasting, top notch fashion. No need for asking, alcohol flasking, fading. Something like. Lean back, rolling down the 101. Music blasting, top notch fashion. No need for asking. Alcohol flasking, faded. Something like having your brains braided. Feel like I made it. Status upgraded. The number one pick in the draft and got traded. A whole lot of cats on the field that ain't worthy. The new team is in, we sporting the black jersey. Underworld clergy, shutting us out. One question, what the hell they fronting about? We started this shit in kits that was hard to forget. We freed ya. Now these dudes is catching the amnesia. Hope we don't bleed ya. We got the point now, we don't need ya. I only tried to reach out and feed ya. Because you're one of my own. Sometimes I go it alone. The black man getting stripped from the throne and go. I got the time, you got the time, we got the time, y'all.
Street Grooves. Once again, Ill Street Grooves, 89.3 FM, WPFW here in the nation's capital. We're going to continue on, not necessarily on the discussion of the late, great Clef Dollaz, but the simple fact that the brother was from Petersburg, Virginia, had this great collection of work, this catalog, this track record, signed to Atlantic Records in the 90s. Did work for people like Sadat X, Black Moon, Rasco, M.O.P. Worked with people like Lord Finesse. And he's from our own backyard. But the average person who even knows about hip-hop around these parts doesn't even know that much about that brother. So what we're going to do real quick, We got a couple producers, artists from the area in here. You know, Ill Street's made of producers, DJs, artists, but our extended family is in the area. So we got my man Theory on the mic. Say what's up,
yo,
brother.
Yo, what's good? What's good, DC? Theory's in the house.
We got my man 1-2.
Yes, sir, a.k.a. Dimensions.
Dimensions.
There we go, there we go. And we got my man here representing, I know my man DJ Olo is going to be here in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But we stepping in. Tell him who you are.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. It's Usain. It's, you know, one third of the Beat Conductors team, but I'm here representing Beat Conductors. Usain, what's up, y'all?
There we go, there we go. So let's get right into it. What would you all say is one of the, are there, I would say, it start off this, are there any roadblocks or anything that you feel kind of keeps the success of producers and artists from this area from kind of really just kind of pushing the threshold, getting beyond that, and getting the respect, the props, if you will, not only here, but even outside of the area? Do you feel that here in this area specifically, there's anything that's holding us back? Is there this sense of like, yo, we're crabs in a barrel here? Or do you think this is something that's a common thing?
All right, I'll tell you this. I think that I think it's an exclusive club, kids. If you didn't know, I mean, there can only be a few, and they all know each other, and you know they work the business, you know. And all we can do, and all I'm going to keep doing, is working hard and trying to get some attention and make a break. You know, when preparation meets opportunity, that's when it happens. I'm prepared. I'm trying to force an opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
I don't see any roadblocks at all, man. All we got to do is keep trying hard. If you want it, you got to put yourself in the place and in the face of the people that can green light what you want to do. You know, you can stay in the basement all day and let your friends tell you it's dope and everything, or you get out there and try to sell yourself, because that's all you got.
Now, now speaking about people that help to kind of green light what you do, my man from the Beat Conductors, mm-hmm. explain how the Beat Conductors as a collective, how what you all do to play a part, a really a big part, and kind of exposing these producers and kind of breaking down those barriers of exposure and notoriety here in the area.
Well, Beat Conductors is, there's four facets to Beat Conductors. There's the webisodes, which is kind of like the core of Beat Conductors. And, you know, basically Beat Conductors is a platform. So we have the webisodes, we have battles, we have producer showcases, and then we have lounge series. And so basically, you know, Beat Conductors plays the part of just creating a platform and getting artists to, you know, a chance, producers and DJs to get a chance, you know, to get out there and showcase the talent and form a brotherhood of producers and DJs, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not just like, you know, a one-shot thing. You get with the Beat Conductors and then you move on. Nah, it's a brotherhood. The DJs and producers that have had a segment on the Beat Conductors and done producer showcases and been in the battles, you know, they collab after the fact and share resources and share connections and all of that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what DJ Olo and the Beat Conductor staff does is every time that we get hits, asking people, you know, like, because the outsiders come to us and say, you know, can we, you know, where can we have beats and all of that stuff? But like we send them to, you know, the artist or the producer,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just building a network, and that's how the Beat Conductors is playing a part.
Okay. Oh, now one of the last joints we just played was a track that my man Theory did.
Yeah, that's right. Part of the challenge of what drew me to even participating in the battle is, you know, we got to do stuff, you know, right there on the spot. You know, they gave us this sample and a week to work on it, and it was Under the Bridge by the Chili Peppers, so I flipped that. But then on the spot, at the joint, they revealed a sample to us, and then we had to flip that. We had 2 hours to do it, bam, present. And that really put the pressure on people. You know, it was a great time, man.
So in a sense, it's you know, even though, again, it's all about, the Beat Conductors is all about bringing producers and artists and things like together. You have opportunities for, you know, I would say the better the producers to kind of like showcase this stuff and really get the acclaim. So tell us a little bit more about the competition that y'all are doing with that Theory speaking on.
Okay, well, like I said, one of the facets of beat conductors are the battles, okay? And, you know, the what we wanted to do, we wanted to kind of change the format a little bit and not just have CD battles. We definitely strayed away from CD battles. So, you know, it's keeping to the essence and the pure concept of beat conductors. For battles, we have the producers bring out their equipment, you know, bring out the NPCs, bring out their keyboards, bring out, you know, anything that they need, you know, for the artillery to produce a beat on the spot. So we had three major tasks. All right, the first task is a 2012 remix. So we send them an old school track a week before the battle, and they have a week to just update it, remix it, put their spin on it. Boom, task number one. Task number two is called the One Man Army. One Man Army is a beat that, you know, they have prepared or whatever in their arsenal, just crafted specifically for that battle.
Okay.
Boom.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then the third one is the on-the-spot flip. It's called the Sample Slayer. And what they'll do, they'll get a sample that day on the spot, and they'll have about 2 hours to flip it while, you know, there's performances going on. DJ Olo's cutting, or if we have a special guest DJ, you know, DJ in the event, you know. And that's what it is. So that's the battle. Okay. And we do them on the equinoxes and the solstices. And the last one was on the, fall, the autumnal equinox.
Yeah.
And that's, there he came out, the victor in that. That was the DMV bracket, because that was our fourth one. We had a Nova bracket, we had a Maryland bracket, DC bracket, and that was the DMV bracket. So we have four winners. And Theory is our fourth winner. And we have, on the winter solstice, December 21st is our final of the first cycle.
Okay.
And so Theory was the fourth winner of that cycle, so
how's it feel to be the king, brother?
I'm not the king, man. I'm just a player in the game. But I tell you what, I'm gonna keep fighting for it. That's all I can do, you know.
Well, yo,
y'all gotta come out and check these battles out too, man. It's organic hip hop at its best. Trap music doesn't rule these.
Now, real quick.
This is the flip right here. Yeah,
give them the info. Where can they go online or whatever to find more?
Yeah, definitely. All over the web. Beatconductors.com is www.beatconductaz.com. Beatconductors. Look us up.
Yes, yes. And now, lastly, to end this off, because we got an MC in here, but more so just to tie into this conversation. So we got the Beat Conductors competition and collective. We got Theory, who's a champion from one of the competitions. Outside of the competition, 1-2, in your own words, would you say that Theory is a champ in your own eyes, even outside of that, and how so?
You don't even have to get that question out, baby. Let me drop it on you. Clear my throat first. I'm sitting beside a legend.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And legends are not, like, I won't say I'm a legend. I'll let you say it. But as far as him, this man is a legend right here. And so I see him get out there, and through Theory's efforts, it turns us on to other spots and other collectives of people with the same interests, kind of like how we all gel around U Street. So I'm very appreciative of that. And he doesn't get the cuts that he deserves. Y'all need to holler at him. At Theory Beats, Twitter.
Theory.
So y'all heard it. Y'all heard it from my man 1-2. And so what we're going to do, first and foremost, want to thank all the folks that came in, 1-2, Theory,
Jim,
the whole Beat Conductors, because I'm going to give you the whole Beat Conductors.
Yeah, Beat Conductors.
Indeed.
It's Olo, it's everybody, the whole Beat Conductors collective.
Everybody.
That's right, Beat Conductors, stand up.
And a shout out to my man Bear 1 for calling in. Once again, rest in peace to the late, great Clef Dollars. We want y'all to understand that up here on Ill Street Grooves, we appreciate the work that everybody does, and no one is forgotten. And even if we don't get to you right when something pops, trust me, you're not forgotten. And we're going to continue to do our job to make sure we showcase quality hip-hop, whether it's coming from London, New York, or Marlboro Pike, or whatever. So so we're going to do our job. So we're going to end things off in a little bit. With the joint by Far XP, once again, shouting out, saluting artists and producers from the area. So you got cats like Unknown, you got Euro Ray, I'm sorry, Dulce de Leche, whatever my man wants to call himself.
Dulce Capone?
Dulce. My man,
there was a Starbucks drink you said
Flex
before.
Flex Matthews. And just so you know, All the music that you heard in the background during this segment was produced by my man Theory.
Theory.
So just in case you didn't know. But once again, it's Ill Street Grooves. We got Late Night Jazz with my man Miles coming up right now. Tune in next week. We got a great, incredible show for y'all, just like we do each and every week. This is Ill Street Grooves. This is the way we do it.
Ill.
First.
Ill.
First.
Ill. Ill Street Grooves live. Unknown up in the building. Now I'm a true school delegate who got school hella quick. Found out my style was premature, so I developed it. Let it rip in every single cipher right here. Heard cats was rhyming worldwide, I wanted to dip. See, my etiquette composed from the good book. I catch looks from members on the scene who speak and giving me left hooks. For what though? I'm just a mama's boy in the land of the lost. A simple soldier with no plan to be boss. Catch me at the corner store eating taquitos. 7-Eleven, big bites with Doritos. My peoples call me the boy who talks strange. The Midwest younger using that New York slang for sure the same. 605 party rockin', droppin' free or any beat, son, if the joint is knocking. No hoppin', the 360 where we get it poppin'. No need for acapellas, all the business beat boxin'. Change, always reach for dollars and my mental is simple to aim high, continental, live life presidential, the ripple effect, speculate reps to set debates, I hate to coordinate rep sessions and questions on what's wrong, talking that you can't change but I evolve, involve my life in line into rising, provide a rational capital for you surviving, I'm thriving on motion, commotion in view, green is your hue, few has such devotion, I'm focusing on what I do, reassemble your priorities, categories. This is you, a grown man, obsessed with another. That's kinda pause. Damn, ain't no wonder you let your life pass. Your craft a failed harder. You play some chess. You don't know how to add another change.
WPFW, Washington.
Good evening. You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM, your Pacifica listener-sponsored radio station here in the D.C. metro area. And you're tuned into Milestones, the Monday edition of Late Night Jazz. And I'm your host, Miles Henderson Willis. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know it's late, so I appreciate you being out there. We began, as we do each and every week, with the music of Miles Davis. That was from an album called My Funny Valentine. And it was recorded in February of 1964 at New York's Philharmonic Hall. The occasion was a benefit concert for voter registration in Mississippi and Louisiana. The co-sponsors of the event were the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, the Congress of Racial Equality, or CORE, and the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, also known as SNCC. There were two albums released from those concerts. One featured the ballads, which was the one that we heard, and the other more up-tempo pieces. It was issued as a two CD set, but then it was re-released as two separate albums. I just can't think of the name of the second album that came from this concert, but this one is simply called My Funny Valentine, Miles Davis in Concert. And the version of My Funny Valentine on this album was actually the subject of a it might have been a master's thesis or a doctoral dissertation by a musicologist. The Miles Davis solo being so compelling. We heard, of course, All Blues, which, as far as we know, according to the liner notes by Nat Hentoff, is the first live recording of the song from the album Kind of Blue. And Davis's ensemble at this time featured what became known as his second great quartet, minus Wayne Shorter. George Coleman was the tenor player on this track, with Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams making up the rhythm section, piano, bass, and drums, respectively. It's worth noting that Tony Williams was 18 years old at the time of this concert. Just a genius. Genius. It's 11 minutes after 11 p.m. here on WPFW. And bassist Ben Williams is appearing this week, Saturday night, at the Black Rock Center for the Performing Arts in Germantown, Maryland. And I'd like to play a couple of selections from his recording, his debut recording as a leader, called State of Art. And I think the show starts at 8 p.m., and there may still be tickets available. You can go to www.blackrockcenter.com, blackrockcenter.org, I think, and see if there are still tickets available. I urge you to see this young man. A few years ago, he was the winner of the Thelonious Monk competition. They were featuring bass that year. He was the winner, and the winner usually, and the winner, one of the prizes is a recording contract. So he made this recording with Concord Records, and it's a really, really fine recording. We're going to start with the composition of Ben's called Dawn of a New Day.